Good afternoon, everyone. Confession of Faith 2021, week 11. An exciting week. We are transitioning to our statement of faith here at North Hartford Baptist Church. We've been looking at statements taken directly from the text of Scripture, which is important to build that foundation. But today and for the rest of the year, we look at articles from the Baptist Faith and Message and also cross-references. And remember, these are supposed to be a springboard for your prayer and for your Bible study. And so the website is, let's see if we can get it on here, bfm.sbc.net. bfm.sbc.net. It's very easy to use. It's user-friendly for going to the cross-references, which is the main thing for this. This is supposed to be a springboard for your discipleship, for your prayer, for your Bible study by yourself, with your family, or with a small group. Let's pray, and we'll get right into it. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. In a world full of lies, deceptions, manipulations, false promises, false hopes, we thank you for the truth and the foundation that you've given to us in Scripture. We ask that you help us to understand what we think about today, and it's in Christ's name that we ask this. Amen. All right, Baptist Faith and Message 2000. bfm.sbc.net. You can see it on there. And we will scroll down, table of contents. And today's Article 1, the Scriptures. Again, easy to use. The Scriptures. What I'll do is read through, and then I'll read through again, making some comments, and we'll look at some of the cross-references quickly. The Holy Bible was written by men, divinely inspired, and is God's revelation of himself to man. It is a perfect treasure of divine instruction. It has God for its author, salvation for its end, and truth without any mixture of error for its matter or for its content. Therefore, all Scripture is totally true and trustworthy. It reveals the principles by which God judges us, and therefore is and will remain to the end of the world the true center of Christian union and the supreme standard by which all human conduct, creeds, and religious opinions should be tried. All Scripture is a testimony to Christ, who is himself the focus of divine revelation, or the center point, or the centerpiece of divine revelation. And we'll look at these down here later, but see all the cross references, and they are links to those passages. That's what I love, or one of the things I love about this site. All right, so the Baptist Faith and Message, Article 1, the Scriptures. It's important that that comes first, because if that domino falls and we forfeit or lose our belief that Scripture is the Word of God, every other domino of sound doctrine will fall. It's inevitable if we lose that doctrine of Scripture. So that's why this is first, because from a standpoint of method, everything rests on what we say about the Word of God. All right, so let's go to it. The Holy Bible was written by men, okay, so that's human authorship, but divinely inspired. It is these men were divinely inspired. The word inspiration, if we were to talk about the inspiration of Scripture, talks about the nature of Scripture itself. So here you have human authorship. They were divinely inspired, talking about the Word of God, and therefore is God's revelation of himself to man. Now, if you were to remember one clause from this entire article, it would be that right there. The Bible is a book that is God's revelation of himself to man. Revelation of himself, showing himself, unveiling the truth about himself. There's different ways you could say it. He's revealing, he's unveiling, he's showing the truth of himself to man. It, talking again about the Bible, right? This whole thing is about the Bible and the nature of the Bible. It is a perfect treasure of divine instruction. So there's no imperfections in what it instructs us. It has God for its author. So up here we saw human authorship. But ultimate authorship belongs to God. This is something that God wrote through men by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit. It has God for its author, salvation for its end, and what the word end means there is purpose. Salvation for its purpose. God has given us the Bible in order to save us from our sins. In other words, the Bible is a redemptive word. It is a redemptive revelation. It has God for its author, salvation for its end, and truth without any mixture of error for its matter, for its content. It is true. Therefore, all Scripture is totally true and trustworthy. It reveals the principles by which God judges us, His moral principles, His holiness, His righteousness, His justice, His commandments, His moral law, is one way to say it. It reveals the principles by which God judges us. Ultimately, there, it's by His character and by His nature, is the principle, capital P, by which God judges us, and therefore is and will remain to the end of the world the true center of Christian union or unity. We unite based on the truth of God. We unite around the truth of God and for the truth of God. Unity is not an abstract concept where we just come together for this or for that, doing religion or whatever. But we unite based on God's truth and for God's truth. And this will remain to the end of the world the true center of Christian union and the supreme standard by which all human conduct, creeds or beliefs, belief systems, faith systems, by which all human conduct, which means behavior, creeds, beliefs, and religious opinions should be tried. So the Word of God, revealed in the Bible or Scripture, God's holy word, is the standard. Here it is, supreme standard of truth. It's the source of truth. It's the standard of truth. And we understand that fallen culture, the world around us, believes that we should be that standard. You should be your own standard of what conduct is right for you. And what creed or what belief system is right for you, and what religious opinions are right and wrong or foolish or wise, beneficial or detrimental to society. But as Christians, we hold fast to this word that Scripture is the true center of Christian union and the supreme standard by which all human conduct, creeds, and religious opinions should be tried. All Scripture is a testimony to Christ, who is Himself the focus of divine revelation. Now, this relates to that earlier phrase that said it has salvation for its end. The Bible has salvation for its goal, salvation for its purpose. It's a redemptive work. This is for you to hear the message of Scripture and to be saved by faith, to be reconciled to God. Well, this point right here connects to that. All Scripture is a testimony to Christ. All Scripture, taken as a whole, is meant to show us Christ. It testifies to who Christ is. It testifies to what Christ did. It testifies to what Christ offers, to what He does now, saving sinners, reconciling us to God by His righteous life, through His sacrificial death, through His glorious resurrection, and giving us His Spirit. So all Scripture is to point us to Christ, to show us Christ, that we might see Him and believe and turn and embrace Him and be saved by faith. He's the focus of Scripture. And let's go down to the cross references, just showing you how this works. I'm not going to look at all of those, but you click on the link. If I can zoom in here. And that takes you to Exodus 24:4. And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. That's a good word there. And you see human authorship, okay? Moses wrote down, but you see divine inspiration, that you see divine authorship, all the words of the Lord. Moses writing the words of the Lord. See this next one, Deuteronomy 4:1-2. Now, Israel, listen to the statutes and ordinances I'm teaching you to follow. so that you may live, enter, and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving to you, or is giving you. You must not add anything to what I command, or take anything away from it, so that you may keep the commands of the Lord your God I am giving you. So the word of God is not something we have the authority to add to. It's not something we have the authority to subtract from. We don't get to modify it if we disagree with something or if we don't like the way it makes us feel. No, the word of God is God's truth to us. He is revealing himself. This will be my final point, okay? I'm not going to keep you all afternoon. But he's revealing himself. All right? And in your minds, connect that with this testimony to Christ. God reveals himself to us in Christ. That's real. That's historical. Christ, Jesus Christ, is God's revelation of himself to us. It's his climactic and central revelation. God revealing himself to us in Christ. And Scripture is the same way. It's God's revelation of himself. And the center point, the centerpiece, the focus is Christ. And where's that other phrase? Salvation as its end, right here. Salvation for its end. Salvation for its end. God is revealing himself in Christ that we might be saved. God revealing himself to us in Christ that we might be saved by faith in him. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Christ. Thank you for the scriptures. And thank you for your Holy Spirit. Apart from your Holy Spirit, we wouldn't care about any of this. We wouldn't understand it. We wouldn't embrace it. We wouldn't rejoice in it. But we thank you, Father. You've done all of this by your grace and by your mercy and by your power. We love you, Lord. And we lift this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thanks for joining again. And we'll see you on Sunday for Catechism 2021, the 12th Lord's Day. And we'll see you next Monday, Confession of Faith, week 12. God bless you.